Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The Justice Department dismantled an international ransomware network responsible for extorting and attempting to extort hundreds of millions of dollars from victims in the United States and around the world.
In a news conference, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the FBI and the Department of Justice had dismantled an international ransomware group known as Hive. The group was responsible for numerous ransomware attacks, including a Midwestern hospital in 2021. According to a November warning from numerous intelligence agencies, the group received $100 million in extortion payments. While no arrests have been made, the group is under investigation. Almost 80 Democrats in Congress have signed a letter criticizing the Biden administration's border policies. Specifically, it condemns continuing Title 42, which lets authorities expel migrants from U.S. land borders for public health reasons. While it was put into action by former President Donald Trump during the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, Biden has said he wants to remove it. But Democrats are incensed that he wants to replace it with something similar. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez notes Democrats are not oblivious to the border crisis.
We recognize that the United States is experiencing a difficult migration challenge at the southern border.
He added that any future plans need to protect asylum seekers while securing the safe removal of migrants that would have no legal claim to remain in the U.S. For now, Title 42 is still being enforced since the Supreme Court blocked Biden from repealing it last year. Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin asked the Food and Drug Administration to remove all vaping products from the market by the end of the day. Durbin, who has a longtime voting record of being anti-tobacco, thinks the FDA has been lackadaisical in regulating e-cigarettes and vaping.
The decade-long delay from the Food and Drug Administration to properly regulate e-vaping and e-cigarettes is in a league of its own in the modern history of that agency.
Following two mass shootings in California and a six-year-old shooting a teacher in Virginia, Senate Democrats are calling for the FTC to investigate gun manufacturer WEE1 Tactical for marketing its JR-15 rifle to children. Given its similar name to the AR-15 rifle, which has been used in a number of recent mass shootings, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said this is the wrong direction for companies to take.
The last thing we need to be doing is reducing in size these deadly weapons of war and then marketing them to children. But that's what's happening.
The Food and Drug Administration is planning to relax rules for gay and bisexual men in monogamous relationships to donate blood. New rules will focus on sexual behaviors by people, regardless of gender, that pose a higher risk of contracting and transmitting HIV. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.